Now, early on today, coming on to the third of our community elements, I had Austin Robb into this studio, and we had a little bit of a chat during the Gospel Cafe program, and I asked him a little bit more about the Salvation Army band. I'm very pleased to say that in the studio we have Austin Robb. Hello, Austin.
Hello there, Rob.
Right, live from the, well, I was almost going to say live from the Salvation Army, but that's where you work. That's where you do a lot of your work. So what do you actually do at the Salvation Army?
I'm an adherent in the Salvation Army, which is not the same as a soldier.
An adherent?
Yes.
These terms, I think people may wonder what they're about. So could you explain that, please?
Okay, yes. A soldier in the Salvation Army is someone who signs their articles of war, as we call it, on the forces of darkness, whereas an adherent is someone who doesn't sign articles of war, but they choose the Salvation Army as their place of worship, and they can play in the band, they can sing in the songsters, which are some of our musical sections that we have within the Salvation Army.
Okay, but the soldier is kind of out and out.
Yes. It's just what the Salvation Army and how they've operated for many, many years. As you know, they have ranks as in any army, but they then have soldiers, and then now they've taken in adherents. It was just the way that churches were going. I believe part of the falling away, and many, many people had left churches and things, and numbers were dwindling, and I think they looked at it as a way of bringing people in who otherwise wouldn't have been able to come in.
Definitely. Know? So I think a lot of people might wonder what outreaches the Salvation Army has, as I know you've got your charity shops, mm-hmm. you've got a cafe, but what does the Salvation Army do? How would the community recognise?
Oh, wow. They do so many works, Rob. There's also the Family Tracing Service, which is a fantastic organisation within the Salvation Army. You also have the human trafficking. They're now doing a lot of work with human trafficking, specifically down south, but it does operate up here in the northeast as well. We have, as you know, the musical sections. There's just so many different areas and avenues. I don't know them all.
No, and I'll just pick you up on the family tracing. Mm-hmm. So this is for someone who then comes to, say, Aberdeen or to another town, mm-hmm. and has perhaps been separated from their family.
Yes.
And the Family Tracing Service is able to help to reunite them. Is that it?
That's it, yes, absolutely. I mean, folks that have been lost for many, many years, the Salvation Army have the resources to allow them to find people who have been missing for many years. So they really do offer a fantastic service and have been successful in many, many instances in putting families back together.
That's really good, and helping to give that sense of identity back again into people's lives.
Absolutely, Rob, yes, yes.
Yeah. So that's really good. Mm-hmm. And then you also mentioned, just in passing, that you had a Christmas lunch recently.
Oh, yes, the Christmas lunch is it's done throughout the UK and throughout the world, in fact. We take folks in who don't have anyone else or maybe on their own at Christmas. And this year we sang some hymns. I played the piano for the folks in having their dinner. Mm-hmm. And we had a really good time of worship as well. We had the service during the Christmas lunch. So it was fantastic. Folks that are maybe not usually coming to church were there Christmas Day to celebrate the birth of Jesus, having worship and having a wonderful lunch as well. It was superb. It was a great day. It really was. It was a blessing.
And was it roast turkey?
It was roast turkey. It was fantastic.
Yeah. And what would you have otherwise had for Christmas lunch then?
Oh, in fact, for the first time this year, I actually went to my parents after and we had roast beef, you know. But usually it is turkey. And saying that, at the Salvation Army, I'd just like to mention Jade Hughes in the kitchen, who does a fantastic job. She cooked all the dinners again with some help. But she
Well, I hope she had help.
Yes, there's Mark, there's Helen, there's so many down there. Helen's one of the officers. There's Julie as well. So many good folks down there doing a lot of good works for the community. It's wonderful to be part of, Rob, you know.
How many people did you have in?
75, I believe, we're in for covers. I think 75 covers, we should say, in the restaurant business.
Yeah.
So it was full. It was a great day. It really was superb. As I said, we sang three hymns. We had a reading. We had a short message. So it was fantastic.
It was up in the main sanctuary, was it?
No, it was down in the cafe where we met. Yeah. It was down there. So it was all set up with the bottles of Schlar. And all the tables with the crackers, and it really was a fantastic party atmosphere, and what better than to celebrate the birth of Christ.
That's good. And was that on Christmas Day?
It certainly was, yes.
Oh, well, yes. So you had roast beef and roast turkey?
I did, in the same day, yes. Just a small bit of turkey, Rob. I only had a small bit.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
It surely was.
Now, what we are looking also forward to is... you coming and telling us a little bit more about your life story. And for listeners, you will be able to hear Austin's life story tonight on the Power Hour from 7 p.m. The Power Hour is about applying God's word in prayer. And you know that if it hadn't been for people praying, you would not be where you are today.
Absolutely.
Just as in much in the same way, I know that if I didn't have people praying for me, I would not be here. I would probably not even be alive.
Yes.
So, because of what Christ has
Hallelujah.
Done. Well, just to continue with that, I have to say, to give you the website, salvationarmy.org.uk, the International Mission for the Salvation Army. It's an international movement, an evangelical part of the Universal Christian Church. The message, based on the Bible, ministry motivated by the love of God. The mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to meet human needs in his name without discrimination. Within the United Kingdom and with the Republic of Ireland, called to be disciples of Jesus Christ, the Salvation Army, United Kingdom territory with the Republic of Ireland, exists to save souls, grow saints and serve the suffering humanity. Now there is the Salvation Army, indeed, the main website for salvationarmy.org.uk. You can find out about what they're doing. There's a winter appeal that they've got going on at the moment. They help the church in the community. They help with homelessness, as you heard Austin mentioned, the modern slavery. They help out with the older people, people in poverty, reuniting families, which we also talked about, unemployment, domestic abuse, and international projects as well. And what we seek to do here at Gospel for Grampian is there's so many people doing great things. Is it not possible to actually make sure that people out there know who does what, for whom and where, and actually start getting more people working together? And this is one thing that I know Austin has on his heart, is to bring people together. That's a good thing. And it was great to hear Austin a little bit earlier talking about that, which again you'll be able to hear at 7 p.m. Now, the salvationarmy.org.uk/Aberdeen-Citadel, and you'll be able to find out exactly what goes on in the Salvation Army here in Aberdeen and what they do. So that's salvationarmy.org.uk/Aberdeen-Citadel, and you'll be able to find out all about that. Now we come to some music. We're just about the end of the information that we have for you. I've been looking at christiandiary.com to see if that website is up and running yet. It is not yet. So we're getting into some music, and it's the Joint Heirs. This song is for the sick and tired.